Hey, it's 95.5 PLJ. I am Melanie Torres, hanging out at Hackensack Meridian Health, stage 17. Make sure if you're posting about us on social media, use the hashtag HMH stage 17. I'm so excited to be here with Ellie Golding.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So it's crazy because I haven't seen you in a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
When you were playing right downstairs.
It feels
downstairs.
Like longer than that.
It literally feels like you've been gone forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you had the song with Kygo, but like a proper, like your sort of thing. But I will say that in the time that we haven't seen each other, both of us got engaged.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Very exciting.
Have you started planning or anything like that?
I have started planning a bit, but it's quite stressful.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it'd be quite easy, but then once you think about one thing, then another thing pops up and then you're like, oh, what about this? And then what about that? And then like the guest list, and it's like,
that was the worst. We like
stressful.
Went through and I'm like, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Who's that? You haven't even talked to them in 2 years.
And then you're like, oh, actually, no, but I really like that person. And my partner's like, no, you haven't seen them in like 10 years. Yeah. So it's tough, but it is very exciting.
And
yeah.
I'm sure with you, like, you know, coming back to the music scene, is it the first thing that everybody asks you, like, how's wedding planning going?
Well, yeah, but I thought that, you know, when I guess I was kind of not nervous, but I wasn't going to announce it publicly, but then I realized that, you know, I thought my fans have a right to know. They've been following my life and following everything that I do, and mm-hmm. I knew that it would be something they'd be really supportive of, so I did put it on my Instagram or whatever. But that wasn't like the plan. I just, you know, we had such a warm reaction when it was in the paper or whatever that we wanted to, like, you know, say thank you to everyone. But, you know, it's weird because it's so separate from what I've been doing, because my music, I've just been like hiding in a studio by myself.
Yeah.
And it hasn't, you know, it's just been so separate. Like, I've had like the fun of getting engaged and having all that. And then, you know, and then I go and lock myself in the studio and I'm writing these like dark, sad songs. So it's just so like separate. But I think also, you know, I've had the whole, like, I've been away on tour and I've had this crazy life, and like, as much as I'm sure that's probably gonna, you know, touring is inevitable.
Yeah.
I am also looking forward to, like, you know, I'm 31, I'm looking forward to like having a bit of stability in my life. So yeah.
I know people are already like, kids? And I'm like, nope, like, slow your roll.
Oh, yeah. One thing at a time. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the music. You know, you've been, well, actually, what have you been doing other than, you know, getting engaged the last 2 years? It's kind of like living, working out.
Yeah, working out. I've been in the studio a lot.
Yeah.
So trying to make this album. And I've been on like a few trips to the UN and with WWF and it's like
my debit cards, WWF, yeah, with the panda on,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
People love it.
So they do incredible work for the environment, yeah, and for just the natural world. And then the UN, I work with the environment, so I do kind of a similar thing and talk a lot about climate change. And the reason I go back to London this week is to go to a WWF event to talk to David Attenborough and others.
How did you get involved doing that?
Well, I've always been really passionate about the environment, about the natural world. And I was posting a lot on social media about the effects of climate change and that, you know, we have to start taking action, or, you know, we're going to be in trouble. So I'd research and I'd read articles and I'd post the things that, you know, that I felt people would resonate with and would make people sort of aware of what's going on. I was still doing music, but then this became my kind of, you know, the thing
Your
that
passion.
I was passionate about.
Yeah.
And then I also, I put on a show every year for the homeless in a homeless charity called Streets of London, which helps smaller charities around London, as opposed to like the bigger charities like Crisis and Shelter.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that really. But mostly writing.
And do you think, you know, stuff like that? I know that in the past you've talked about kind of talking about more things that you're passionate about in your music other than love songs. So are we going to see, you know, any of those sort of topics and other things that you're passionate about on this new album?
I really love writing pop records, and mm-hmm. there's always kind of stuff that I really want to sing about I'm obsessed with relationships and with breakups and with broken hearts, and And you know, being a woman, I think that's a huge part of the new record, becoming a woman and going from, you know, going from my early 20s to when I first started out. So I'm now like,
it's crazy, like,
proper,
to think about.
Proper woman. And, you know, and I've, you know, so much of feminism has cropped up the past few years. And so the idea of independence and strength as a woman, you know, single or not, has really cropped up in my writing a lot. But things like the environment and, you know, climate change and that kind of thing, you know, I suppose I do refer to it in subtle ways.
But it's more just like using your platform to build the awareness.
I always say that, like, if I become, you know, more famous, or if I become like bigger as an artist, the one joy I can get out of that is not, you know, not to win awards or to you know, to get more recognition. It's so that I'm in a place where I can really influence people. And and I really hope that artists in that position, you know, realize how powerful they are and how much they can do to change things for the better. And, you know, some artists have spoken recently about voting and about elections, and it's really, really, really important. Yeah.
I love that. So with the new album and material, why did you choose Close to Me as the first single?
Do you know, Close to Me was just one of those songs that everyone agreed, everyone was in agreement that it was just a vibe, and it was just the kind of, I don't know, it's not like a massive, huge, like, banger, but it's like one of those, I wanted to remind people of what I do, which is I do make pop records, but I do make them in a, you know, in my very own kind of individual way.
Yeah.
I also like collaborating, and I really, you know, wanted to do something with Diplo. I've done a track with Major Lazer before with him. And then, you know, I love to do things with people I wouldn't usually do something with. And that's why, you know, like Swae Lee, like, love him, big fan. And so it was just one of those moments. I was like, this is the first thing I want people to hear and remember that, you know, I this is what I do, kind of thing.
In your own words, what is the song about?
The song's about, the song is about,
other than being close to me.
Yeah. Well, it's about having that one person that you know will probably get you into trouble and probably isn't that good for you, but you just feel, you know, like you can sort of take on the world with in some kind of messed up way. and I think, you know, all of us have had that person.
Totally.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, is incredibly bad for you, but there's something about them that makes you feel very alive and you know, it's kind of you against the world. So it's almost like a sort of, you know, Thelma and Louise type situation, I suppose. not necessarily, you know, it could be friends, it could be lovers. I just think, you know, I don't. It's that kind of all encompassing when, like, you really love someone to the point where you just don't want to be around anyone else.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's the kind of love I'm in.
Yeah.
And what was it like when you got? Because I read that you didn't actually work in the studio with Swae Lee, but what was it like when you got that verse? Because he killed it.
I know
when he's like, "Eyes down," but I'm like,
"I know."
Oh, so good.
Oh, he's so,
so
good.
So what was it like that moment when you got in?
Well, I was
the
like,
verse?
"Wait, did he just sing the chorus?" Because he's like, "Da da da na na na." But as soon as I got it back, I was like, "Oh yes!" I was so happy. It's so awesome when you get something back that where someone has like put their own like take on it and just kind of made it.
Like,
you know,
exactly what you wanted.
Exactly what I wanted. Yeah. I love it. It's perfect.
And what's the significance of having, because I've never seen this before, Ellie Goulding, is it with Diplo featuring Swae Lee?
I don't know, just because there's no rules anymore. We don't follow the rules. But it's just because it's like, it's, you know, I didn't want it to be like just, you know, Ellie Goulding featuring. Like, I just thought, you know, it's the three of us together, and you know, I guess you don't really need to be specific anymore.
And with working with Diplo, I'm assuming he did the track.
Yes, I had the demo, and then he added his, you know, he put his kind of stamp on it, which I love. And he's such an incredible producer, and always fresh, always innovative, always working with new artists, always, you know, picking up new sounds, and but always sort of keeping in his world. And I find it fascinating, and I've always had kind of a, you know, love and respect for him.
Definitely. Yeah, you can definitely tell that at the ending he adds it. I don't know. It's like the it's like that major lasery sound.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then what's the rest of the album kind of sound like? Because this obviously, you know, it does kind of have that like Diplo feel with the track and all that. So what's the rest of the album going to be like?
Well, that's the only track that we've done together so far. But I don't know. The album is very much more kind of me. It's you know, it has influences from hip hop and R&B to electronic to pop. But I always pick up on, you know, I listen to like Florence or like Ella or like Lord or like, you know, I listen to artists and there's always a certain song that will stand out. You know, I respect what artists do as like SZA. I always respect what they do like as an artist. And then occasionally they'll release a song that will inspire me or, just cause you know, I am really inspired by female artists and maybe I'm not that vocal about it, but like I really love, you know, female perspective on things and especially in pop music. And, I feel like it can be like a very man heavy kind of world sometimes. So
what's it like, you know, with everything going on, being a female in the industry right now, like, have you noticed any sort of like changing or is it just kind of same old?
No, there are so many incredible female artists out there. Are they getting the recognition they deserve? Probably not. But, I don't know. It still feels like a bit of a man's world in a way.
100%.
I don't want to like put it down or anything, but like, you know, there's definitely been some things in the past where, to be blunt, I've probably been, a male artist has been probably preferred over me, but maybe that's just because they were the better artists. I don't know, but I've definitely noticed like an element of that in my time. But to be fair, I also feel like, you know, I've almost like headlined Coachella, I've headlined Lollapalooza, I've like played Glastonbury 3 times. So I don't feel like I feel like festival representation is still, it's still like a bit of a battle for female artists, and I've been quite vocal about that. You know, I still think it's an ongoing thing. I don't think it's there really that yet with representation in the music industry. But you know, there's been times where I felt like I've been underlooked. Do I mean overlooked or underlooked?
I get it right, Ellie.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've been overlooked or you know what I mean?
I think it's cool though, because I feel like a lot of female artists within the last year are trying to work together to kind of, it's like,
which
like
I love. Yeah, we're no, here. Charlie XCX collaborates a lot and I love that about her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Tove Lo, she does amazing collaborations. And you know, and even just like recently with, you know, Cardi B and, I love these collaborations. I personally have like on my latest record is just me really. But that's because, you know, I always feel like I've wanted this chance to really show myself as an artist. And I feel like it would be a wrong move for me now to release a record with just collaborations. Like, to me, this is my moment and I'm just going to take it. And I wanted the first song to be a collaboration because this is what I do. And I've always been a collaborator and I've always been experimenter with pop music. But, you know, I also think there's a real strength in solo. Yeah. I think there's a real strength in a woman doing their own thing and just absolutely.
Well, it seems like you kind of just lock yourself away and
I do. I do. I either go through phases where I listen to a lot of music, or I go through phases where I listen to nothing. I just listen to classical music, and then clear I just the see mind. What happens. Yeah. Clear the mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love that. Are there any artists right now that you're kind of digging that you're like, ooh, I might want to work with them like down the line? There's so many, like there's so much new music out. It's overwhelming.
You know who, I mean, I do love Post Malone. I'm a big fan of him. Who isn't?
Did you hear that he has, he did release a collab with Crocs, like the shoes Crocs.
I did not see that, but
random.
Cool.
He does everything.
Cool. Yeah. Why not? Why the hell not? I actually, do you know, I love this new singer, Billie Eilish. I think she's great. She's super talented for her age and I can't wait to see what she's going to do next.
She's like 18. It's
crazy. I know. She's amazing. But to be honest, like there's, you know, I'm honestly loving, I'm loving what's coming out at the moment. I've had a chance even just today to hear like new things. I'm listening to the radio all day. but like, you see, so I've kind of come out of my shell and like, you know, but yeah, there's a lot of good music out at the moment. There's a lot of fun music. And I think with the current climate in politics and in the world, you got to have like a bit of, you know, a bit of like fun kind of, you know, light stuff.
Definitely.
Which goes back to my song, which is kind of light and fun.
Yeah, I love it. And what about 2019? Like, what's coming up for you? Because I can't believe the year's almost over, which is insane.
I know. Yeah, 2019 is going to be the album. I'm finishing it at the moment. And, you know, maybe there'll be some surprise collaboration. I don't know. Who knows? That's what I've always noticed in my career is that I never know where it's going to go. And it's always a surprise, whether I know it or not. But that's the beauty, and I'm happy to be in this place that's just ever ebbing and flowing and unpredictable, and I like it.
Someone on my Instagram wanted me to ask you, what artist inspired you to be an artist?
When I was a teenager, I listened to Björk a lot. The first thing I heard of her was like Greatest Hits, which is just funny because she has like one song that everyone knows, and then the rest of them are songs that are just sort of well known within that world, electronic music world. Mm-hmm. And that record just changed my life entirely. Lauryn Hill, Miss Educational, have changed my life. Then you know what? I was a real like rock kind of metal head, loved Pearl Jam, loved Incubus. Loved a bit of grunge. Yeah, Soundgarden.
I love that.
But you know, like Annie DeFranco, Joni Mitchell, Stevie Nicks, Dolly Parton, you know, so many incredible female artists. But basically a lot of people influence me.
And then last question when we wrap up, are we getting a video soon for Close to
Yes, a video's coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. It was filmed in Budapest and it's pretty out there, but I'm excited for people to see it.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank
love
you
the new
for
song and
me.
Can't wait to hear the
Thank
new
you.
Album.
Thank you.
We're live at Hackensack Meridian Health, stage 17. Don't forget, use the hashtag HMH stage 17. Thank you, Ellie, for coming by.
Thank you
Always
so
good
much.
To see you.
Thank you.